Welcome back. Well, 5 days after we headed to the polls, the horse trading of government formation talks is well and truly underway. This afternoon, the three largest political parties are holding their first post-election parliamentary party meetings. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael look likely to form the next government, but that process could take weeks and it'll involve discussions internally in the parties and with independents or other political parties. Now, there's a lot of talking to be done. That talking is happening already. Fianna Fáil started its parliamentary party meeting at 12. Here's what some of its TDs were saying to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham before the meeting. First, starting with newly elected Fine Gael TD James Gagan, who said his party wanted to be part of a stable government.
My party wants to be in government. It seems clear that Fianna Fáil also want to be in government, and ultimately those two parties are going to coalesce around what the options are, and a lot of that will be to do with arithmetic, but a significant amount of it is going to be to do with policy itself. And as I say, there has to be a common policy platform that can be implemented over the lifetime of the next Dáil, that there's stability which is at the heart of that. Because if you were looking for one message or one takeaway to take from this election, I think people did vote for stability, and it'll be really important that we have a stable government.
My priorities are probably the same priorities that are nationally. We have to expedite the delivery of housing, both social and affordable housing. We have to deliver the infrastructure so that we can build the houses in the regions. There are regional issues such as the Western Rail Corridor, but there's also issues in terms of the carers allowance in non-means tested.
Well, Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher joins us now. He's at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting via video link from Brussels. Billy, thanks for stepping out of the meeting to talk to us. What's the mood in the meeting at this stage?
Well, I mean, the mood is one of, excitement as individuals, you know, return to Leinster House after a grueling campaign, many new TDs. So, you know, people are there. It's a huge honour to be elected, signing on to the role as a member of Dáil Éireann. So all in all, you know, people were excited. Clearly, now there's a lot of work to be done in terms of, you know, just finding their feet, finding their way around. And that's what the parliamentary party is doing at the moment with the new members. But beyond that, Micheál Martin just addressed the members and spoke. He spoke about the campaign, what was said on the doors in the campaign, what the public were saying, the issues that have to be addressed by a government when it is formed, and just outlining that the critically important component of any government is trust and stability, and ensuring that there's a platform of policy that can be agreed by all parties and independents and others that may make up the government.
Well, did he say what the best way to get that trust and stability is? Did he talk about government formation?
Well, he mentioned the fact that they would be appointing a negotiating team and that they would start to engage with other political groupings and with independents. I mean, that is what has to be done. Clearly, from the outset, you have to, you know, respect everybody's mandate. Those that want to partake in government will obviously be offering more. But I think it's important that we engage with all political groupings across that are at least signalling an interest in being in government.
Well, what's the process here for Fianna Fáil? Does Micheál Martin take a show of hands on the best way to move forward on this in relation to other political parties and independents? Or is it just a case of him now, over the next hour or so, detailing his plans on what should happen next?
Well, Micheál Martin had an exceptionally good election. He's a man of great experience. So, I mean, the parliamentary party trusts Micheál with the decisions that he will make in terms of who they engage with, who they discuss the issues with. Ultimately, this will be referred back to the parliamentary party and to the members of Fianna Fáil as well. But I think at this stage, Micheál Martin has been around a long time. His experience has come to the fore on many occasions. But in terms of government formation, you know, he's been part of governments where independents were key to keeping a government going. I can remember that particular government myself. You had Jackie Healy-Ray, Mr. Blaney, Mildred Fox and Tom Gilday, and the four of them were very genuine and committed to ensuring that with 5 years. But whatever happens, and just in terms of the challenges that are out there, We do need stability. We need to be able to sit down and negotiate with people that will commit to 5 years, because there's significant headwinds out there. You see what's happening in France. We'll have a Trump presidency taking over in 2025. So there is significant challenges out there. We need stability and certainty, but it must be actually based on the principle of the policies that were endorsed by the Irish electorate last week being part and parcel of the programme for government.
Well, look, you spoke earlier of the jubilant mood within that parliamentary party meeting. Fianna Fáil won 48 seats, Fine Gael 38. There's a gap in terms of seats for the parties. Do you support the idea of a rotating Taoiseach arrangement to continue?
Well, I think there will obviously be some form of rotation. I mean, that clearly will be the case. The duration, the time, I will leave entirely up to Micheál Martin to adjudicate what's best for that. Bearing in mind, we need two things. We need to ensure that Fianna Fáil policy is implemented, but we also need to ensure that the other parties to the coalition are respected and that they feel part of it as well. There's nothing triumphant about the need to form a government. There's an obligation now on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and others to try and form a government that will give 5 years of stability. The jubilation inside in the Fianna Fáil party room was about the fact that you have just new people coming in to a role that bestows huge honour and also obligations on members.
You were talking about the arrangement in relation to the rotating Taoiseach. What's best for Fianna Fáil in this, in your view? Is it a shorter term for Fine Gael, or what way would it work? What's the dominant view now in Fianna Fáil today?
Well, look, I think there's many ways of looking at this in terms of the arithmetic. I mean, it could be parity in terms of Taoiseach, but then you could have a difference in terms of numbers of ministers. There's quite a lot of ways of doing these things. The most important thing is that all mandates are respected and reflected in the government formation. And that is the clearly most important point to show that there is stability and that there is respect for all that will be, going through the lobbies on a daily basis, voting on government policy. So whether it is 50-50 in terms of duration, or whether it is made up in terms of the number of ministers, the most important thing is that our policies that were campaigned on and that were supported by the public are well reflected in terms of the makeup of the government, but also as importantly in terms of the policy of the government.
Well, that parity of esteem, what's the price tag there? Does it boil down to ministerial portfolios? What's important to Fianna Fáil? We heard Jim O'Callaghan saying during the campaign that Justice Ministry needs new energy after 14 years with a Fine Gael minister. What portfolios are being focused on by Fianna Fáil at this stage?
Well, I think we're moving a little ahead now of where the negotiations are at the moment. But I mean, we did campaign on certain issues that are critically important from a Fianna Fáil perspective. We do need to see the whole issue of housing being continually prioritised, both social housing and affordable and private housing right across the entire spectrum. Justice was an issue that was very much at the fore, particularly in Dublin. So these are all issues that can be addressed. The most important thing is, though, that the programme for government reflects the numerical makeup of the parties that will be supporting that government, and also that there is a numerical balance to ensure that all mandates are respected.
Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher, thanks for stepping out of that meeting this afternoon and talking to us. Well, joining me now is Paul Cunningham. Paul, you heard Billy Kelleher talking there about the rotating Taoiseach. What's your view on this now?
Nothing that Billy Kelleher was saying there was too controversial. He said there's views inside the party, but they would leave it up to their negotiating team, which we now know is going to be led by Jack Chambers, the former finance minister. So Fianna Fáil seems to be in place. Micheál Martin was given a standing ovation at that meeting. They've now concluded and they're heading out to take photographs of that expanded parliamentary party, 48 TDs. There's a sense within Fianna Fáil, it seems to me, being struck last night, a tone being struck by Micheál Martin, the party leader, and among their members today, that they want to get into government and they want to do so pretty quickly and try and get this over the line. There's a sense right across Leinster House that that probably means Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and independent TDs rather than a smaller party like the Social Democrats or Labour.
Paul, let's go through the parliamentary party meetings. We heard Billy Kelleher talking about Fianna Fáil. What about the Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting? It's starting at 2:00. What's the mood before the meeting?
Upbeat, once again. This is a party which maybe there was some concern that Simon Harris's big personal media focus and the election campaign, that was causing them trouble. There was concern that maybe it wasn't going to work out. Instead, they've come back with a solid number of TDs, 22 of them actually new TDs. And I think that's a sort of a success story the party feels maybe isn't being talked about enough, that they had so many new people being brought into Leinster House. They're due to meet at 2:00. The expectation is that the party will be available for photographs and beforehand, that they'll be there on the plinth just to show how many numbers within the party itself. Once again, clear focus, no dissent. They do expect to be going back into government. You heard Fine Gaelers talking about this issue of parity of esteem. By that, they mean that the new coalition government should operate on the same basis as the old government. Billy Keller talked about all parties' votes being respected, and that's sort of a bit of a dig. Fianna Fáil saying they've got 10 seats more than Fine Gael, and that has to be acknowledged. How that cookie crumbles, that'll be something up to the negotiating teams.
Sinn Féin meeting at 2:30. What's expected from that?
Well, we expect them, once again, that they'll be on the plinth to show that they got one seat more than Fine Gael, that they are the second largest party. The party is not doing what it did last time in 2020, which is to sort of go out and say that they're going to try and lead a new government, that they are the focus of an alternative. There's a recognition that basically Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have the numbers. Nonetheless, the party has not been inactive. It's going to be meeting both the Social Democrats and the Labour Party over the next 2 days and trying to talk up the possibility of an alternative, even if the path to power seems impossible.
Now, all that said, are calls being made to independents today? What do we know?
Well, the independents are being very careful to say that they just happen to be here at Leinster House, that they haven't received any phone calls yet, and that would be normal insofar as that Micheál Martin and Simon Harris first have to talk to their own TDs before they're talking to others. But there's a clear sense among them, people like Sean Kennedy, that they will get that call, and they feel and want to continually state that they're solid, that they're people who will be in for the long haul, that they're not going to get windy at the sight of the first bit of trouble. And in Sean Kenny's case, he said, we did it between 2016 and 2020, we can do it again.
Briefly, Paul, any shift in the positions of the Social Democrats and Labour?
No, they are going to talk to each other. They're going to talk to all parties. They will talk to both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. It's just that in that Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil ranks, the feeling is that the price might be too high for either of them to come in. Labour says it wants the Social Democrats to come in to any administration as well. It just seems at this moment that the focus is on independence, Keane, not on Social Democrats and Labour.
Of course. Paul Cunningham, thanks for joining us this afternoon.